Netherlands, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Netherlands thanks you for your very helpful food for thought paper. I would like to make the following remarks as a reaction to some of the questions that have been raised, and I will do this by the three dimensions as you proposed. The first one is technology. Overall, the Netherlands is of the opinion that the technology that separates autonomous weapon systems from other, automated or manually operated, weapon systems is a certain level limited or advanced of artificial intelligence. In our view, we should focus on what are the needed requirements to responsibly develop and use autonomous weapon systems. Those could be, for example, autonomous weapons should be extensively tested in relevant environments. They should be reliable, and they should be able to explain their actions in understandable terms, and more of those. This should lead to a predictable and reliable system for which the deployment, a human operator is always able to bear the responsibility. With respect to the military effects, I would like to make the following remarks. Firstly, the Netherlands rejects the development of laws which are not under meaningful human control. In our view, those are fully autonomous weapon systems. However, not fully autonomous weapon systems under meaningful human control may have key military advantages. For example, computers often respond faster and more accurately than humans, which may reduce risk to friendly units and civilian population. These systems are often also able to operate in environments that are dangerous to humans or difficult to reach. Without question, deployment of such systems always needs to be under meaningful human control in the targeting process. Commanders need to be able to bear responsibility for deployment of such weapons. No commander wants a weapon that he or she cannot control, as the accompanying risks are simply not acceptable. It's therefore not to be expected that autonomous weapon systems will operate alone and entirely or substantially take over the role of humans on the battlefield. It is likely that autonomous weapon systems under meaningful human control will be deployed for specific tasks alongside military personnel and will complement existing weapon systems and other military and civilian technology. We call this man-machine teaming. Laws that operate under meaningful human control can be accommodated under existing chains of military command and control. And then the final part about legal ethical issues. International law, in particular international humanitarian law, fully applies to autonomous weapon systems. It's the state's responsibility to ensure that the deployment of any weapon system complies with the requirement of international law. As long as autonomous weapon systems remain under meaningful human control, there's no reason to assume that by definition these weapons fall into one of the categories of weapons that are banned under international humanitarian law. Similarly, as long as meaningful human control within the wider loop is exercised, autonomous weapon systems do not give rise to additional ethical issues compared to other weapon systems, as long as meaningful human control within the wider loop is exercised. Ultimately, the responsibility for the deployment remains with humans. For the same reason, there's no legal accountability gap. As long as humans exercise meaningful human control in the wider loop of the decision-making process for deploying autonomous weapon systems, the existing legal regime is adequate to hold offenders accountable, as there is no change in accountability of commanders, subordinates, or those in positions of political or administrative responsibility who make the decisions. Likewise, state responsibility remains unchanged in the event of deployment of autonomous weapon system under meaningful human control. Therefore, in the Netherlands' view, it would be beneficial to further study and discuss the concept of meaningful human control. This could lead to the formulation of an interpretive guide, clarifying, by example, best practices, the current legal landscape with regard to deployment of autonomous weapon systems under meaningful human control. The Netherlands has carefully listened to the statements by other delegations with respect to the weapon review mechanisms. The Netherlands is of the opinion that, without prejudging any possible outcome of discussions, particularly to work on a working definition of laws and the concept of meaningful human control, more attention should be given to these mechanisms. For most states, weapon reviews are compulsory based on Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Conventions, which obliges states parties involved in the development and or acquisition of new means and methods of warfare to determine whether they are permitted under international law. To further facilitate this discussion, the Netherlands, together with Switzerland, submitted a working paper on review mechanisms, as mentioned before this week. The Netherlands believes that 1. Implementation of Article 36 procedures should be promoted at the national level. 2. The concept of meaningful human control should play an important role within the Article 36 review. And 3. Greater transparency concerning the outcomes of these procedures and more international information best practices sharing is required. Areas for information exchange could include legal challenges during design and testing in a realistic environment, of autonomous weapon systems, and the use of the concept of meaningful human control within the weapon review process. And to end this intervention, we will tomorrow comment on the way ahead. Thank you.